You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So the pasuk says like this: "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hashkem ba'boker v'tiyatzil lifnei par v'amarta lav ko amar Hashem elokim v'rim shalachta v'yavduni kiba." And that's the introduction to Makas Borad. Makas Borad is the seventh Maka. Kiba pam azoy zeh nisholech et kol makifotai libecha. Libcha. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, at this time, I'm going to send you all my magifes. Like Shmuel is right, this is, I decided to choose this topic because the time of Magefa, right? I think we should talk it called Magefa Isai. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Borad, it's all my magifes, all my punishments to you. There's nobody like me. Now the question is, what case called Magifoisai? Oh, my Magifus. I mean, that's Borad. That's one of the markers. What makes it unique? So Rashi says it's called Magifoisai Libecha. So famous Rashi. Rashi says, Lamadu mikan shemakas b'choyresh kula keneged chol ha-makas. It called Magifoisai really relates not to Makas Borad, but to Makas b'choyresh. And Makas b'choyresh is equivalent to all the makas. The question, which is obvious, one second, we're not talking about Makas b'choyresh, we're talking about Borad. What does Borad have to do with Makas b'choyresh? So Rav David Soloveitchik quotes the famous Briskerov. Kiba pama zoysi nishulech is kol magifois. A pirish rash is kol magifois. Lamad mikan shemakas b'choyresh kula keneged kol ha-makas. Makas b'choyresh is equivalent to all the makas. For the action before shem, that kana yamatri makas borat. V'la makas b'choyresh. Meaning, what does it have to do with makas b'choyresh? We talk about makas borat. Ubier maranzal. And Briskerov explained al pidivrei Rambam. The Rambam writes, "Efshar sheyecht odom chet godol chatoim rabim shetin adin lifnidai nemesh shepiro mizachoit al chetom elu sheosem irtzoinu midaito shemoni mien tshuva." There is such a thing as a punishment that a person loses the ability to do tshuva. Vein manichim lo rashus losu mirisho kidei shiyom uzviyoved bechet sheosa. Afuch Hakadosh Baruch Hu puts a person in the situation that he cannot do tshuva. Lefichach kosovatoira, says the Rambam, the famous Rambam, v'niachazeket lef paro. The Rambam says, I'm going to strengthen, to harden the heart of paro. Lefichachota me'atzmo etchila viral yisrael hagorim be'artmo. He did evil things. Shenei marhava nizchak malo. No, sanin limno atshuva mimena atshenifar mimena. The Rambam's punishment was that was taking away the ability to do tshuva. Lefichachizek HaKadosh Baruch Hu es libo, Yakodesh Baruch Hu strengthened the heart of Paro and prevented him from doing tshuva. We know that this was after the fifth Makkah. The Makkah Rishonu kizik Paro me'atve es libo, v'rak lachar Makkas Dever. No, sadir limnoa tshuva mimenu. The tshuva was taken away from him from the fifth Makkah on. That's why from Shechin on, it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu strengthened his heart. That's why when you give the Makas Borad, now Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Paro, I'm going to send you all the Magifos. He's already giving him a straw on Makas B'choyres. The kiva de me'achshev ilu b'chira harei v'adei avu olech kol ha-b'choyroch makas. This is the first time that he gives a warning when Paro has no more choice. So now, the makas are already in process. In other words, Makas Borad is an introduction to Makas B'choyres, which means Makas B'choyres is going to come anyway. So therefore, he's giving a warning on Makas B'choyres, because Makas B'choyres is already a foregone conclusion. Really, Makas Shechin, there's Makas 6, he should have done it. Ela, shelo nemar b'toyer asor. We know the Shechin, he didn't give us raw. So the fact that Borad is called Magifoisai, Borad becomes an introduction to Makas B'choyres. Because now Makas B'choyres is coming because Paro has no way to get out. In other words, you start a process going, you can't dial it back. And therefore, Borad is really an introduction to Makas B'choyres. And we have to understand what's the Oimek HaDavar, that Borad is an introduction to Makas B'choyres. And he says the Miskrov, V'adem ivor bikroi shemoyshe yamasri gam b'makos shelachar miken kivuli nemakas borot v'ar b'makas b'choyres. Ah, l'chore, there were other warnings. What does he help to warn about ar b'choyshe chemakas b'choyres? V'av shekvar nitle mimeno abchir aveinu b'yodrim nozois, and that's already too late. Ayin b'ram, shim b'ram, yashulech lo b'yad moyshe v'shalach v'asi tshuva, u'kvar omer l'kudosh b'ochir atah b'shalach shlemar v'atah b'vadech yadati. One second. Once there's no tshuva, what's the purpose of warning? Is to tell you that no matter what warnings you give, you'll never make tshuva because the Kodesh Baruch Hu took it away. So it comes out, the Makas Borad is already the beginning of the situation where he did not have, truly, he didn't have any choice. And therefore, Borad is an introduction to Makas B'choyres. So Makas B'choyres was, Hineini Sholechet Makir Foyza, which Boch says, Borad is the beginning of a whole process of Makas. Okay, and we have to understand what's the Oimek Hadover. But it comes out, Borad is a very, very unique Makkah in that aspect. But as we are going to see tonight in the Shiur, Makas Borad has many unique qualities. The first one, as I told you, Miskrov, this is the beginning. It's called Magefoisai, means because at this time he has no more Bechira. This is the first warning of a Makkah. That's it, is the beginning of the process. You have to understand Oimek Hadover. But let's continue. He says, I'll bring some kind of a hail that was never there before. Now he says like this, he says the following. Now, if you're going to stay outside, you're going to be hurt by the Borad. And if you want to be protected, find shelter. And therefore, anybody who was fearful of Hashem took the warning seriously, and he put the, what you call it, the himself and his possessions in shelter. And it says, the Borad should come in all Eretz Mitzrayim, and the Pasuk specifies, Al Adam, Vel Abima, Vel Kol, Esav, Asode, Asher, Eretz Mitzrayim. The Pasuk here, interestingly enough, doesn't say it should be Borad on Mitzrayim. He specifies it should be the Borad Bechol Meretz Mitzrayim. The Pasuk spells out Al Adam, you should be in these specific places, on the people, on the animals, and on the Asif. So here is a Briskerov also. Tonight is the night of Briskers. We're going to basically focus on Brisk. Why not? Makas Borad. Says the Briskerov, Nirim Yiloshon HaKosuf. From the Pasuk, he is very, very careful in the literary sense on the Pasuk. You look at the Borad. Borad was very unique. Borad did not fall just like hail. It fell on unique places, because the Pasuk spells out, Al-Odom, Vela Behema, Velkul Eisav Asodeh. Had to be Odom, Behema, or Eisav Asodeh. Where does the Pasuk specify? There is hail rain, there is hail, it falls anywhere. Why does the Pasuk spell out where it falls? So now you look at the Pasuk. When you tell the people like this, if you want to protect yourself or to protect your animals, find shelter. So yesh lo, but the kachay sanivu adim yu bebeis v'erdelim baborat v'lo ezikim. It's not the pshat that if you have in the house, you're protected from the hail, because the roof protects you. No. If you go home, the borad won't fall. The borad had an address. It fell onto people. V'rak lo yisam asher imtzu basode v'lo yosu abayis aleim ereda matar v'meisu. The borad only fell the people who actually didn't take the warning seriously. If you went home, is that the house protected you from the Borad? The Borad never came. The Lomi should abide a shmiral in the Borad, not think that the house, because then you should say on second, you have to, the Borad was hail with fire inside. One second, he should have told you, it depends what house you find, because some houses are not strong enough to withstand Borad. Right? I always say like this, if you had, like we have the outside minyanim with the tent, would a tent be enough? A tent doesn't help from hell. The Poshim Shat, yes, because once you found shelter, says Biskorov, the Bora didn't fall. Rak de mikora lo yorad aleim haborat klal, the Bora did not fall on them. So here is a miracle between miracles. He's saying the Borad had addresses. It was not a Borad, a general Borad, and you could safeguard yourself from it. Just the opposite. The Borad felt ala Adam, vala Behema. And the question is, what's the purpose of such a miracle? What a crazy, funny miracle. What's the purpose? Meaning, it looks like yes, it's just sometimes you think that it will be a Medrash or something else, but this is the Pshat HaPosuk. Now, Reb David Soloveitchik, right, Reb Skrov's son, talks about it. And he says like this, Va'ishlach Paro ve'ikra l'Moshe ul'Aaron. Paro sent a messenger to call Moshe ve'Aaron, right? Now, what's a pshat? Says, what Va'ishlach means he sent. It doesn't say what he sent. So says Reb David, Ha'inu de'sholach shlichim l'ikra l'Moshe ve'Aaron. He sent messengers. Ve'chenu betargum, the Targum says that clearly. V'shodar paru poilin imikle Moshe v'Aaron. He sent poilin. U'poilin u'targum shel shlichim. And poilin means shlichim. Right? He sent shlichim. Frank asks Reb David, Achen tzorich mishe, mako yisem mishamesh ezaz, mishe otzal kiko amor. How did they go? If the idea was that the borod would fall and anybody would be outside, these shluchim, these messengers, they would be at great danger to call Moshe, because they would be hit by the borod. V'chalach ha-shlich ha-se Moshe v'Aaron. I'm going to say, how did the shliach, how did the messengers go? We let me establish a sholach, a shliach as well. It's not mashma that it was a Jewish shliach. Mashma that any shliach. Now says Reb David, according to the scroll, Om nalil ksiv, v'yer dabor v'cholal b'sraim al odav ala behima, v'ayin v'chidushi moron ala zal, meaning he explained that we saw, that I'm just going to skip it, that the idea is that not that they were protected, but it only fell specific people. Om lam, so he says the following. Let me just finish here. Ulefize, lechol borad ha'isak soive shelia nishlach, v'lo yorad b'soma. So the borad was a targeted attack. Right? It looks like when you send a missile, right? Israeli missiles, they have a targeted address. So each one had a targeted address, and they only went. No, the shield doesn't help, because here it says elabatim. They had to be away from the field of operations. An umbrella doesn't help, right? I don't think an umbrella helps. So says of David, so it comes out that the Borad had a address. So therefore, the idea was that since Paro was using the messenger to try to take away the Makkah, or to try to negotiate the address, that wasn't hurt. Meaning the idea was to hurt people who did not take the warning seriously. If somebody took the warning seriously like this, but the reason why he went, because he was trying to actually negotiate, maybe it wasn't directed to him. So it comes out, says Reb David, the Poshup Shati is that every Borad had a targeted address. These people were the messengers, since they were going to do something good, to do tshuva, it wasn't directed at them. So asks Reb David, one second, but that's very schwer. It says in the pasuk at the end, the pasuk tells who are the people who were hurt by the borad. It says the chita and the kusemes, the wheat, was not hurt. Why? Because they are very soft. So the borad, hail, did not destroy them. Why? Because they were soft. So mashma did he fell on them. L'chorim, l'chol borad, l'ksovit shel Islam, ki emadam shem, nishlach alachita, amay lo huku, v'im lo nishlach alim, ech lo paim klal. So says the Rav, it doesn't make any sense. Mimadam shach. If there was a reason to send hail onto wheat, they should be hurt. And if there was no reason to send, why did they fall in the first place? If each and everyone, like Rav Shalem used to say, the tilim, all the missiles have always an address. There's no randomness. They go to specific people. What's the purpose of sending to the chita if the chita wasn't going to get hurt anyway. V'nirid d'loy sakavon az mal kol boru dov liprotzel rosh adav bebesh nishlach elav. So says the Bdov, it doesn't mean, with the pshat the Beskrov must be, not that the borad felt directly and uniquely to each and every person. That's not true. There was like this. There was no general idea that it fell generally and the house is protected. So it's not that it went to specific people specifically. No. It fell generally, but in the houses he didn't. If you did any protection, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it away. So there was a general borad. It's not that the borad was sent to people who were callousness. No. People were callous. That's not that criterion. Because you look at the chita, just the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. If you made a minimal hishtadlus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not send it. So in other words, your status didn't protect it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't send if you sent your daily status. Masha'enken, aval b'mokoyim, u'b'yoysev k'mon shafayu chita v'kusem ezer v'yibonot, but therefore, in places, anywhere, if there was chita, even though chita didn't get hurt, there was borot. Mikol mokolo nizoykev v'mikro. So the chita, right, wheat, if you had if your wheat field, it fell borad, the borad fell there, but it didn't hurt it. Why? Because it was soft, it survived. So says the Bdovid, which it means, according to the Beskrov, is that borad fell everywhere. But the Pasuk gave you an exclusion. If you went to the batim, if you went to a house, if you did a minimal hishtadlus, the borad didn't fall. So you didn't have to worry, is my shelter stronger enough or not? If you went into the reshus, that's why an umbrella, it's not enough. You have to go to a different reshus. If you did that step forward, the borad didn't fall. So this is an amazing story of the borad. The borad was hail that was a unique characteristic to it. That if you did the minimal step, it didn't fall to you. Why such a funny thing? If you didn't do it, you got it. And there was borad everywhere, even in things that didn't get hurt by the borad, like the chita. It fell because of hail, falls everywhere. If you did any shtadlus, it didn't. So in other words, even though your shtadlus didn't do anything to it, but that was enough. What's the message? Why such a uniqueness in the miracle of borad had to be done? You see, Simon? Okay, so that is the second question. Second question is, why is that such a unique characteristic on borad? And then let's see one more aspect on borad, which is also very unique. So Paro asks Moshe that he should daven that the borad should stop. When I leave the city, I'm going to daven. I'm going to raise my hands to Hashem. The noise will stop and the rain will stop. And the Pasuk really says that he left the city. And the borad stopped, but he had to leave the city to daven. So Rashi says, and he calls the Medrash Rabbah, Shmoyz Rabbah, Ketzeis Yisayir, Min Ayir, Aval B'toch Hayir Lo Yispalo. In the city he didn't daven. He had to live outside the city, Lifishai Som Le'agiluli, because the city was full of Avodah Zarah. Therefore he couldn't daven there. He had to go away somewhere else. And the obvious question the Ramban asks, one second, why did you wait to hear? Every other Makkah Moshe Rabbeinu davened. Why specifically by Makkah's Borad he had to go outside? Why did he have to leave the city specifically that? Okay? Which is, I think also, the question is, and also here is unique that here you had noise. There was not just Borad, but Borad it was followed by terrible storms. The question is why? But why did he have to leave outside? Why didn't he do before? If there is a issue of David in the place of Avodah Zarah, it was a problem by the other markets also. So the Netziv Meshiv Dover is a very interesting Netziv. The Netziv has the following shail in the Meshiv Dover. Yesh har bebat knesiot shelahem eichal kavu badarom. Okay? There are many shuls, like by us, we have here in this neighborhood, that the Oren is not in the east, is in the south, is in the wrong side. V'yesh bit haknes she'echal kavua b'mizrach kedin. There are some shuls that the Oren is on the right place, meaning is in the east. V'ola bedat ha'gabayim le'okrim mukoyim, the Gabayim decided to move the Oren, v'likvua badarum l'archim b'adem et kreset. When they wanted to expand the shul, they realized that if you leave this, the Oren Kodesh in the east, it's a problem because it couldn't expand. So they wanted to move the Oren Kodesh to the south to allow the Mismanish to expand. And they said, Osaka, there's so many shuls out there that the Oren Kodesh is not the right place. Why can't we move from the east to the Dorim? Now, v'gamatzu tuana, and they found a terrorist, a reason for it. Ki'ata nivne beis tefila v'edase lilim b'mizra beis ha-knesset. There is a church now on the east. So it's better, actually, to move to the west. I always say like this, people always find great excuses. So these people in the show said, you know something, you want to expand the show. So you want to move the Oren Kodesh from the Mizrach to the Dorim, to the south. And people were complaining, so they said, one second, many shuls have that anyway. And then they said, one second, in the Mizrach, somebody's building a church next door. So we're going to be davening towards a church. And this gave me the idea to try to do it, and this gave me an idea for a tshuva. You realize the tshuvas are amazing. I always think that you need crazy shilas to have excellent chidushim. Many times, if not for this crazy shilas, you won't have an unbelievable seru. Look what it says. The aldasha to'ana sheniv the base of the lili mimizroch shebet haknesset. This taina that they have. So, by the way, the Mishnah Torah says he can do that. It's on the Mizrach. If it's on the Dorim, the question is, do we need to move it back or not? It's a separate issue. But you can have a proper shul with the Oren Kodesh in the right place and move it to the wrong direction. You can do that. Ah, your taina, you have a base of the Zohar, you have a church right in front of you. Umishumochi ole bedaitam lispalel. Sorry. Umishumochi ole bedaitam lispalel betzad Dorim. Ein bazet tam klal. It says the fact that there's a church next door, there's no difference. Why? A shul has its own walls. It's a house in itself. Once you don't have a avodah zarah in your shul, it's fine. The fact that next door you have avodah zarah, that makes no difference. It says, what's the raya? Teida shekos b'makas borad shomar Moshe leparo ketzeis esayir. Look at Makas Borad. Makas Borad, Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to daven in Mitzrayim because it's full of avodah zarah. Upir Rashi b'shevet Rashba shelo yispalo b'ir mishum she'esam le'gilulim. He didn't want to daven because there are too many avodah zarahs in the city. Ve'eksha mashno m'makas borad makas tzvardeim be'orif shelo omar Moshe kach la'shem shelo shomar Moshe kach. Moshe Rabbeinu davened by makas tzvardeim. He davened by makas orif. And he had no problem. Why dafka by Makas Borat? Hela mishum sheya beit haknesset shama. Mokum yuchad netfila. Because Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim, they had yeshivas. They had the shuls. Kim vosh l'poski yeshiva v'yosem in Mitzrayim. We know you'd open the yeshiva. He didn't have to daven outside. He could go daven in the yeshiva. If you daven in the yeshiva, what's outdoors makes no difference. V'yam yispalo shama l'choshon l'gyul l'shimachutz kiva shispalo l'bimokom acher b'mechitzes. As long as you daven in the place, which is surrounded by walls, the fact that you have outside of the Zohar makes no difference. In the shul also not. Aval makas borod, rotsal mishli spal tachash merakia. By borod, he wanted to daven outside. Kedei lehatzir esamotor shiachdolu melila rotz. He wanted to raise his hands. Mishumachi yachoshel gilush b'chutz. And therefore, it was a problem. There was only a problem with makas borod, because makas borod was like COVID, that you have to daven outside. If you daven outside, you have a problem with the Zohar. If you daven in somewhere that has walls, surrounding walls, there's no problem. And Right? This is somebody who is, this is famous Chasima, and this is it. This is the tshuva. So the Meshiv Dover, the Bebetziv says, the reason, the uniqueness about Makas Borod is Moshe Rabbeinu had to daven outside. And if you daven outside, Avodah Zarah is a problem. And the big question is, why does Moshe Rabbeinu daven outside? Why? Because it happens to be it's rain? 1 second. The animals of Orev were also outside. There's Fandim more outside. Elamai, for some reason, you see the Feirush also something very interesting, right? That in the houses, the Borod didn't fell. The Borod only fell outside, only when you don't have this shelter. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to daven specifically outside. What's the kesher to Borod to be outside? So the three questions of Makas Borod is, number one, Makas Borod is the introduction, is called Magif for Isai, as the introduction already to Makas Bechiras, because from now on, is such that only fell in places where people didn't do the minimum mishtadlus. If you did the minimum mishtadlus, Borod never came. And the davening of Borod was specifically outside, without any boundaries of walls. Therefore, he had to daven outside, and therefore was a problem in the Mokum of Avodah Zarah. And the question, why Borod had to have this specific, unique tefillah? Okay? To answer these three questions, we're going to learn, like we always do, the Groh. So the Groh is in Aderes Eliyahu. As I told you, Aderes Eliyahu, there's no Aderes Eliyahu in our Parsha. So we're going to go and learn the Aderes Eliyahu as it is in Sefer Dvarim. Says the Groh, V'asholosh tfanos shel sukkah. If you look at the three tfanos of sukkah, hem lemachse misholosh puronos. They are protection, the walls. Okay, the walls are protection for three puronos. Mizerem u'mechoyrev u'mimotar. Yeshayahu says, Mizerem u'mechoyrev u'mimotar. Mizerem from the rain, from the wind, from the sun, and from the rain. Bipneshu b'makas borat, says the Groh, because in makas borat in our parsha, Omar ani sholeach es kol magifo isai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to send you all my punishments. Is called Magifo Isai. Rashi says it's a remes to Makas Bechiras. The Groh says no. The Poshim Shat relates to Borod. It's called Magifo Isai. Farbe Shlomo Arbe Shluchim Lamokim. Meaning there's so many called Magifo Isai. All my Magifas Borod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has millions of punishments. Why all the punishments are encapsulated in Borod? Aval beBorod Shlosha Dileil. No, because Borod was unique for the fact that it combined three things. Ruach, Ish, and Mayim. The fact that it combines wind and it combines fire and water, that's called Magifo Isai. That's why if you have a sukkah that has three tfanis to protect from these three encapsulate all the punishments. V'zeu she'omer b'yisenu zichrim rivrocha, mi she'pora midora mabul midora palogo man she'stoy b'mitzrayim bayam. So a person who doesn't keep his word, we say a mishapora, right? If a person does a kinyan, and the kinyan is not final, but he has a verbal commitment to the kinyan, we say that a person who punishes, a kudosh boch who punishes doera mabol, doera paloga, the door, the generation of the tower, umeanshi stoim, and the people of stoim, and we mitzrayim, who punish with somebody who doesn't keep his word. Says the Groh, mi doera mabol, what's unique about doera mabol, doera paloga, and stoim? Dora mabul pora b'mayim. They were punished with water. Dora paloga beruach. Dora paloga, they were spread out like the wind. So they were spread out. It's like, basically, like the wind. Or like it says in the Pasuk, Vayafet soish ha-basham. Ume'an shizdoim, be'esh ha-gof is a fire in stoim. So unique about these three, that they were the three forces, which is fire, wind, and water. And he says, "Ubi Mitzrayim pora bechol shloisha." And in Mitzrayim, the three of them came together. Bemakas Borod, specifically Makas Borod, the three of them came together. Shenemar ve'esh mislakachas besoicha Borod esh umayim ve'demashem nosan koilus Borod. Koilus, the noise and the thunders, who me'avir, they come from the air, meaning they travel in waves. K'moshe kosu be'sefer Yetzirah. And therefore, there were waves, which means wind, and there was such a thing called fire and water. Velachen Omar v'makas b'chodes is called magefoisai. The uniqueness is because you combine these three forces, which is esh, ruach, and mayim. Ve'em asholos ligyonos av shlakudish bohu. And this is the legiones of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the legions of the army of punishment. The speech includes the three. There is esh, there is fire, because there is the emotions, there is the mind, the water, and the spit, and there is the dibur itself. And therefore, if you don't keep your word, you get punished from those three together. The sukkah protects from these three. Kimizerem is the ruach, mechoyrem uchom ha-shemesh, umimotru ha-mayim. So this is the uniqueness. The speech transgresses these three. If you violate the speech, you're violating these three. The heat of the emotion, the spit, the water, and the wind, that therefore you get punished, like these people got punished with these three legions of punishment, and the sukkah protects you. Now, what's unique about this? Esh, ruach, and mayim, this is called kol magefoisai, and has to do with dibur. So says Reb Yitzchok Isaac Hover in the Be'er Yitzchok. And he says like this: Shlolish Tfanashim, Shlosha Tvorim Anal, the Hosh, Vikravim, Shlosha Ligun, the Hosh Rabin, Shaldin from the Rabavim, the Chlolim, the Dibu, Shakol Eshu Maim, Behevel, the Nothic Mipuma, Behena Revis, Hush, Adibur, Negenukva. Those three are the speech, are the sound, are the speaking. The speech in itself has the Koach, which is the nukva that puts it all together. Because what does it mean, the speech involve emotions? Because it's true. Does every speech involve emotions? And we have to understand, but what does it have to do? But continue, let's a second. And chusha dibur neged nukva, and the speech alone includes the three, koli soides, which is yud, hey, and vov, which are the three letters of Shem Shamayim. Because Shem Shamayim has three unique letters, the yud, the hey, and the vov. Shehikful of the less of the klum, the less hey has nothing of its own. The Gro explains that in several places. So says the Be'er Yitzchok, if you look at dibur, dibur puts these three together. First of all, he uses the three. It uses the fire, and we have to understand what kind of emotions that they're dealing without emotions. But it uses emotions, it uses the speed, it uses the wind, and the dibur itself puts it all together. And therefore, the punishment are these three. What's this? Why these three are the three forces of punishment, number one, and why the speech has this characteristic? Let's see one more Gro. The Gro says the following. There are four foundations, and the foundations are called Chagatam. Chagatam is Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, and Malchus. The four elements, which we spoke so many times about the scale of the universe in the spiritual force, is Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Malchus, which in the dibur represents chesed, always represents to water. Gvura represents to esh. We're going to soon see in a second why. Tiferes is the wind. The wind that basically transports, connects the fire and the water. That's a typical example, right? The wind brings heat to the cold and brings cold to the heat. Is something that brings it in between. And Malchus puts these three together. Fire, Eish, Ruach, Humayim, he puts together. Because look at the land, right? The earth receives the rain, receives the heat, gets affected by the wind, and makes the seed grow. And that's Keneged Chesed Gvura Vebifrat Vav Tzoves Degdvovi Vibrashis. And then he says, here the Pasuk, he relates to this Sheshes and Vibrashis. Vem, let's finish, let's just skip to the last. Vehem Bechagat Shloish Shodes, the Chesed Gvura Tiferes, in the physical sense, change into Esh, Maim, and Ruach. והריביו שן בהימוס נגיד עשוי ואופן. The offer is the fourth one that puts it together, כמו שקורצה תויצה הערב נפש חיה. That's the one that's able to take and produce a נפש חיה. What does that mean?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Water always relates to chesed. Why? Because chesed is potential. Chesed is something that has no boundaries. Water, the Maral says, always represents chesed. Why? Because water has no color, water has no taste. Water breaks all the boundaries. And what's unique about water, water is potential. That's what chesed is all about. Fire is keneged gvura. Fire destroys, fire limits, fire actually constrains. That is fire, which is gvura. Avir, it's always the concept of moving, the concept of connecting. Avir is the one that connects two things, right? If you have two things which are far apart, the avir connects the two. That's keneged tiferes. In Chazal, that's why the dibur of Adam, it's always the concept of connecting. We spoke so many times. Dibur is the concept of connecting. Now, why is dibur ruach? Because dibur, if you want to motivate somebody else, a speech, meaning we've seen in the political speeches, right? The speeches could be incitement or could be motivational speeches. So the speeches create emotions. They allow to things to move things. Ruach is emotions. Why? Because its emotion makes things to move. So what the dibur does, right? The dibur is ruach because it makes things move. The dibur is also fire because the dibur is midas adin. Why is midas adin? Because the dibur brings thoughts which are very amorphous and they give form to it. They create something to it. In Chazal, they say that's the Hevel Piv Shel Adam. That's why we mentioned the concept not of motion, but of emotions. That's the heat. The heat means that you are going ahead and you're constraining, you're limiting, you're defining thought. Thought is called the water, is the potential. Dibur is the fire, the limits, constraints. That's why emotions, you put, you verbalize your thoughts. That's Midas Adin. And the Ruach is because with this, it could motivate, you could think. That's why the word Dibur in Hebrew means also leadership. Dobar Echad Lador, Lo Shnei Daborim Lador. Dibur represents the Chibur between Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes. And that's why it's called Dibur in itself. That ability to put together, it's called in itself Malchus. Malchus is like the offer, is like the ground that puts it all together, right? That's why Malchus, in the beginning of Pesach Eliyahu, says, Malchus pe tera shebal pe karina lo. The reason, and we're going to see in a second, why is Borod unique and why he starts Borod. But Borod, the uniqueness, kol magifoisai, because it unites, it coalesces the three forces of the world, which is Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferes. And let's look a little bit more what the Gro says. Ein kakel ishur nitzias Mitzrayim mivuar sheishkula kideket kol nishmotar. Nitzias Mitzrayim is the biggest ness of all, of is the biggest miracle that we had. Ubo noida shen kamou bechol haaretz, and that we saw that Kadosh Baruch Hu is unique. There is nothing like Him. Kmo shenemar bavurteda ken kamoinu bechol haaretz, because on Borod, the fact that he put together esh ruach umayim made it unique, that ain kamoinu bechol haaretz. There is a uniqueness in this miracle that makes it Yetzias Mitzrayim unique from all the miracles that we've seen. And the question is why? What does that so unique to unite those three forces together that creates the uniqueness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To explain this, I think this is one of the foundational ideas of the Gro, and this is, so much stuff is written, we're going to see something very cool. Says like this, says the Gemara, just go back, sorry, the Gemara says like this, says the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanan, Sholesh Shloimesen, There are three kinds of pieces that a person sees in the dream. Nahar, Tzipor, Gdera. A river, a bird, or a pot. Nahar is Sividin, Intelia, Nahar Sholem. Dahar, a river, is Sholem. Says the Pasuk, Nahar Sholem. Tzipor, a bird. Dichsiv, ki Tzipor, is a voice, ken again, Shem Tzvoku, is Alamu Yisrael, Bishlomecha. And Gdera, Dichsev, Tashem, Tispo, Sholem, Lono. Right? So then the Pasuk. Omer Rav Chanina, Bikdera Shem Abosar Shaninu, Pirshu Kasher Besir, Ukebosar Betoch Kalachas. That's only a pot that doesn't have meat inside. So for some reason, a pot represents peace. And what does it mean? So it's a famous grow, and I'm sure a lot of people heard about it, is the Likutei Agro. Says the Likutei Agro the following. Shalom is always the harmony, which is the middle sphere of the two opposites. We know that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world with two opposites, and then there is a new number three that creates the harmony and the balance. Hakol Shalom Shemetaveh Haktzavot. Shalom is the midah haemtzois, which harmonizes, balances the extremes, and the Zohar and the Nekeva. We have the male and the female, and you always have something in between balancing it out. So says the Gro, the Kedera Yasholem Bemaim Leesh. Because what is the pot? The pot creates peace between the water and the fire. Right? Because if you have water, to boil water, water should put out the fire. They can't coexist. What allows to create Shalom, to bring these two to work in harmony, is the pot. So the pot is Shalom, says you know a Shalom because it brings harmony. It allows the fire and the water to work together. Ve'ein dovar acher kamo ve'u bein chesed u'gvura. This is the one, the pot represents the midah, the balances between the fire and the water. Vihine Shloish Asorim. Those are the Shloish Asorim of Paroi. Shar HaMashkim, water. Shar HaOifim, is fire. And Shar HaTabochim, Tivcha, Tivcha, Maseicha, Yena, Ve'ubecha, Ve'emsoi. And the Rav HaTabochim, right, is the one that brings those two together in the same prison. And this is always the number three that creates the balance. Says the Gro, in the Bir Avrom. Ukedera was Sholem bin Maim v'yesh chesed gvura. V'hine shloish asorim, Sara Mashkim, Sara Oifim v'Sara Tabochim, Sara Mashkim u'shal Maim, Ha'oifim shalesh, Sara Tabochim is Tiferes. U'bechinas Kedera, Tiferes is the pot that allows the fire and the water to interact. Ha'metavech b'maim l'esh, v'chen matzinu tevach, is Loshon Mizuk. Tevach means to balance, to harmonize. Shenema tivcha tivcha maseichaina. Af orcha shulchana. Shulchan olav mimunem saroifim. Ala yain saramashkim. Saratabochim tivcha tivcha is the one who prepares, who sets it up together. Shebikdera boi maim vekemach mimuzogim. Vehu haimtzoi neged atiferes. So Gdera is connected to the Midah of Tiferes. The Midah of Tiferes is a Gdera that comes to balance the two together. Okay? So that's why a person who sees a Gdera sees Sholom. And that's connected to the balancing of water and fire. Now let's look a little bit further on this idea on the ground. Says the Ritzvah Kaizichover in the Afikiyam, Chibur Maim Ve'esh. My veish is a lidei yesoid. It could be a lidei yesoid of tiferes, who a kedera or is a sholem b'maim leish. Kedera represents the peace, the balancing between the fire and the water to work together. Kmo shenomar Hashem tizbo sholem lanu. Kmo shekosav rabbeinu b'brochez b'perek aroye. That's why if you have meat in the kedera, that's not sholem. Why? Because meat, as I told you, represents also midas sadin, right? Meat, flesh, is the end of life, is taken when you kill something, so it's midas adin. So it's not balancing between the fire and the meat, because the fire and the meat are the same. You could grill something. So that's not sholem. Sholem is only if you have water, which is the opposite of fire. Kedera is the one that stays in between. Now, what's the idea? Look at the Gro. So this idea of the Gro is brought everywhere. I mean, this is something that was said, actually, by the Chayyod, if I'm mistaken, by the Gro's Leviat, this word, of the Kedera. We're going to see just the nuances, a few nuances that the Gro says in this. Ve'esh mislakachas b'soy chaborot. Rashi mislakachas b'soy chaborot. Rashi says, nes betoch nes. Esh v'aborot b'urovim, v'aborot maim v'asot rots, and koedem osu sholem b'neim. Says Rashi, the uniqueness of borot is that you did not need a k'dera. Always sholem, you need a in-between to allow the two to coexist. You need for water and for fire to coexist, you need a k'dera. The uniqueness of Borod is, you did not need a k'dera. Ukidivrei ha'ibn Ezra, pele betoch pele. So says the Gro, Yisa b'gemora, shloisha shloim b'se nazi b'or v'k'dera, Hashem tish b'sholem. Shamati pirsh b'sham achosit, behespedu. I told you, this was said in the Hesped of the Gro. Shenifta yom hei chagasukes, al maim ha-chazor k'dera b'chalom, shenem v'yom shadua sheh shumayim enugogim, shenich ha-maim k'dera, oi seh sholem enayim. V'nirem shu zenik ra-shmo sha-kudosh bohu sholem. Why is ha-kudosh bohu called sholem? Shoi seh sholem ha-shamayim nivrem eh shumayim. That's the chidush. The chidush of ha-kudosh bohu is that he does not need a k'dera. V'zeh ha-chidush yoise shem b'mokom echad b'loi memutza k'dera v'kalavit. Ha-kudosh bohu is called sholem. So the Chayyodim said in the Levi of the Gro, you know why? Because you don't need a k'dera. I said, that's a chidush of ha-kudosh bohu. The chidush of ha-kudosh bohu is that we, to make harmony between the fire and the water, we need a k'dera. But ha-kudosh bohu doesn't need a k'dera. And that's the chidush of makas borot. It's called magei foisa, is that these two opposites come together, but they don't need an intermediary. And that's unique. Why is this so unique? But let me just show you something else. Says the Gro, Ki hi ha'oise sholem, it says this idea that you need a in-between, that you need an intermediary to make sholem. I always say that many times to make sholem, you always need somebody in between. You need so like a counselor, you need somebody to be the go-between. This is something, says the Gro, that's why midas adin and midas hachesed of Rosh Hashanah, to be able to reconcile the two, that's why you need a shofar. Shofar is also that in between. There's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he wants to create the world, and he wants to save the world, and there is midas adin. How do you create an in between? Only through a kli, and that's the shofar. Continues the Gro. Heavy oimer. Kakdea shmesu chamav des lech, komitamk mede shumayim, yose sholem enayim. Lifich meshamrin kdea mesnain isuim. If anybody went to Tnoim, right in Lachasade, what do? You break a pot, or you break a plate. Says the Gro, why? Lemana shei sholem enayim bilti metavech. Because we want the chasade, the chosen and the kala, to have the ability to connect between them without an in between. Without the need of an in-between, therefore the kavona of the tnoim is that you break the in-between. We don't want an in-between. You don't need something. Always I say like this, Rashi says, Aken yazov ish es ovi v'simoi, v'dovak b'ishtu v'ayu lebosar echad. Lebosar echad, Rashi says what? Aledei avlad. You become a bosar echad through the child. So it comes out that you need, Rashi is telling you, that for a husband and wife, which are two separate individuals, one is a noisim, one is a mekabel, one is chesed, one is din, to be able to reconcile, to have peace between them, they need a child. Says the Gro, if you need the child to make harmony between the parents, that doesn't work. That's the k'dera. The chidush is on a chasana that you should aim not to need a k'dera. That's why we break the plate. What does that mean? Why is it so bad if you have an in-between? And the chidush of Akas Bor that you don't have something in-between? What does that mean? And just to look one little more thing in the Gro, and I told you the biggest Rosh, and he says, that's why a pot, if you leave in the fire for too long, and the water evaporates, it turns black. Shelmama Sholem, Rosh Yerish Chilatzma, the Kdera is making Sholem, and that's why the Kdera needs to get dark, because to make Sholem, you have to work very hard. What's the pshat? Why is the Chidosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you don't need a Kdera? Rabbi said, let me explain to you, and this will be so givaldic to understand. Chesed and Din are the opposites. So the idea to be able to go ahead and to allow Chesed and Din to coexist, you need to bound and to create a boundary of the Chesed. You need to create a kli. That's why the Kedera in itself is a kli. That's the idea of course, which is the Gimat Elohim. The water in itself puts out the fire. For the fire to be able to react to the water, you need to put a boundary in the water. Which means the Chesed and Din, in the simple way, when they are opposites to each other, you need to put a boundary on the Chesed. I always say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He is with us, and when He uses Midas HaDin, is because He put a boundary on the Midas HaChesed. You see, kebiyochol, a boundary in the Midas HaChesed. That boundary, that kli, is the Kedera. The Kedera allows you to have Midas HaDin and Midas HaChesed to actually coexist. You need something to put a boundary. The same way a child, right? A husband and a wife, they're very different. And there is kenegdoi. There is conflict. So you need something to limit. And the child makes each one give in a little bit for the child. It's a boundary on each one. So the kli is a boundary in the chesed, which is a boundary in the din, and allows the two to work together. Which means there is midas hadas and tiferes to balance it all together. This is in the realm of das. The realm of das means that you need to balance it out. You have to give one time you give in, the other one you give in. It's midas hatiferes, which is balancing. That's called rachamim. That you put boundaries on both. You put boundaries on the fire, boundaries on the water. You create a boundary, create a kli. You limit it to allow it to work together. And this is in this world. In the world of Das, that's how it goes. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He punishes us, it appears to be that there's no Chesed. Afuch, when there is Chesed, you see that He's not punishing us. In this world, it's very much black and white. This is how the world of Sholem is. The world of harmony is balancing two opposites. But this is a very, very, very false and a very superficial way of looking at things. In the highest form is that Chesed and Din, I don't need a kli, they become together, and Chesed and Din become Hainu Hach. I always say in a chasana, if you need a sun, if you need something else to be in between, if you need to have a set of rules, doesn't work. If you believe that the Ezer Kenegdoi is sometimes is Ezer and sometimes is Kenegdoi, then you need an in-between. Says the Gro, we break the plate because we want to balance the Ezer Kenegdoi to realize that the Ezer is precisely because it's Kenegdoi. When you realize that the Kenegdoi is the ultimate Ezer, then you don't need boundaries. You don't need something else to reconcile or to create harmony, because the kenegdoi of your partner, that's the ultimate Ezer. That is the world when Das becomes Keser. That is the world of Mishpat. Those are the two anhogas. When Chesed and Din are in conflict and you need something to balance the two out, in the world that's called the world of anhogas HaMishpat. In anhogas HaYichud, and that's the Koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that the opposite. Not only they're not in conflict, they are actually helping each other. The Ezer is Kenegdoi. Says the Gro, if Hoyu le Bosar Echod, you need a Kdera, that's not Bosar Echod. If you need a child, Hoyu le Bosar Echod, Rashi says, Ale de Avad, that's not perfect. Perfect is when you don't need a Kdera. That's how you break the plate. That is the Anhogas HaYichud. That the Ezer is the Kenegdoi. And the Kenegdoi is the Ezer. The Chiddush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sholem, not because He reconciles Chesed and Din and He balances the two out. he merges the 12. The ultimate harmony is not balance. The ultimate harmony is merging the two together to allow the chesed and the din to be hainuach. That is Makas Borod. Makas Borod is the beginning of the world without Bechira. In the world of Bechira, of choices, you have to weigh things and you have to balance things out. That's the world of Das, and that's the world of the Kedera. The Chiddush of Borod says the Briskerov is the beginning of the world without Bechira. And to realize in the world without Bechira, Chesed and Din is the same. Chesed and Din don't conflict. They are the ultimate help of each other. And I'm going to show you. That's the Kedega in the world of Losi Lovoi. Therefore, the beginning of Makas Bechiras, which is Ani Hu Ani Velo Ashliach, is Dafka Makas Borod. The uniqueness of Makas Borod is, that's what we said, the world of Makas Borod is the world without Bechira. Is the world that Esh Shumayim, you're going to see, you don't need a Kedera. They could live together. Is the world that your Hishtadlus doesn't do anything. That's what Bruce Crow says, you go to the house. It's not that the house protected you. Once you go into the house, the Borod didn't come to you. The Ishtadlus is only a way for you to be Soiche. It's not that the Ishtadlus gets anything. That's the world of Los Lovoi. And therefore, when you daven, is the world without boundaries. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to daven Dafka outside without any boundaries. Because that's the world of Makas Borod. Rabbi said, this is the world of Losid Lovoi. The world of Losid Lovoi is the world after Bechira, which there is no balance of the Kedera, is the ultimate Chibur Takudosh Bohu, the Esh Umayim live together, which is Makas Borod. Makas Borod is the Anivel HaShliach, is its beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Look at Chazal say. There is a famous Arizal. I tell you, the Arizal is quoted everywhere. Reb Tzodik quotes it. Sfasemis quotes it. Everybody quotes it. But the real Mekor is this. Is this Migdash Melech. Migdash Melech is a Pirush on the Zohar. Machloik is Hilon Shama. He says like this. Udumia the Maise Breishis. Is also Sholem Veinayim. Look at this. Hillel and Shama is the ultimate fire and water. Ultimate fire and water. The Machloik is the head, but in the end there is Sholem. The Nichlal Smola Shu Shama Bimina Shuim Hillel. In the end, Shama and Hillel will be together. In this world, there is a Baskol. And the Baskol says, Valocha Kedivri Bishilo. But Li Osid Lovoi is not going to be. That's why Shama is going to go up and won't come down. And take what he says. Inami viskaim kol amachloik she shama suiv liskaim ki osa basko ve omra ilu ve ilu dvere lui kim chayim ki gad divri shama ish lem shorish lemala. Ve shama is also right. Vim she ein aloha ke moisam bu ilam haze. It means, even though the aloha is not like Beit Shammai in this world, the aloha losid lovo is like Beit Shammai. This is the only place, this is the source, at least I don't know where the Arizal says that. And I think that everybody, sorry, Pinchas Friedman, everybody quotes it. The Arizal is not known. I think the earliest source is Migdash Melech. Al Mishnah zo shele osi bizman ha-Mashiach ti aloch ke Mishamai. Da aloch ha-le osi dlovo in bizman ha-Mashiach is ke Mishamai. Ve divri shai v'shneim kaim ve'em is kushabrichu ifrish binai v'yaz ke Mohoin. In this world, that's why there is such a thing as Torah Chadosha. It's a Torah Chadosha, and that's a Torah Chadosha of Yemois Mashiach, that the Aloha would be like Mishama, like Mishilo. The question is why? Why is the Aloha ke Beit Shama and Losid Lovoi going to the Arizal? So there is a Rebel Chonan. The Rebel Chonan says, in Kuitz Devri Soifrim, because the Gemara says that really Beit Shammai were smarter than Mishilo. But in this world of Das, we couldn't reach and understand Beit Shammai properly. That's why into Beis Hillel, which means Beit Shammai is Midas Adin, and Midas Adin we don't understand in this world. Leosid Lovoi, you're going to see the Midas Adin and Midas Achesed are one thing. It's not that there is a conflict between them, like Shammai and Hillel. You need a baskel to tell you how to basken. Shammai and Hillel are the same. Midas Adin, if in the world of Das, that's what the Melchonan said, that good is the reciphering. In this world of Das, it looks like Hillel makes more sense. We couldn't understand Shammai. But in the world above Das, we realize the Shammai in Hillel, Hainu Hach. And look what it says. Kedushas Levi. Dini Adua Shemachlokes Bisham Bisil Kibishamai Umidas Din. Bisham is Midas Adin. Ubeisil is Midas Arachami. Machmazeto Midaloch Kibisil. The Aloch is Kibisil. Why? Kiroch Hachamin Shoilam Tzorech Lemidas Chesed. In this world, you needed to go ahead and to choose Chesed. Lezois Kovu Halocha. That's why the Aloch is Kibisil Kibistag Bimidas Chesed. It's Elfize Bimias Goel Bimira Bimidas Galimita Bishamai. Kazin Tzorech Oilam Midas Chesed. In Loset Love, the Aloch will be like Bishamai. Because you don't need Midas Chesed. The Adini Sapech Lerachamim. The Aloch Kibishamai. Because Bishamai, you're going to realize the Midas Adin is also Midas Chesed. In other words, in this world, there is a conflict between Midas Adin and Midas Chesed. You need a Kedera, and you need to make a choice. Leosid Lovo is the world of Bora, the world after Bechira. In the world after Bechira, Midas Adin was only a Yichitim for Midas Chesed. And therefore, the Aloha is Kibbe Shammai. That's why there's a Torah Chadosh Los Lovoi. So in this world, we have to choose between Chesed and Din, which was Hillel. Lossid Lovo, you realize that there is no stira between them and the Eshu Maim goes together. And that's what the Tzlacha Yadua says in the Gemara in Psochim that we just learned of Yoimi. Vayashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz b'yomu yeshem echad u'shmu echad. At wa'id na'lav echad. Now today Hashem is not one. El omar avachem arav chanina. Lo ki olam hazeh olam haba. Olam hazeh we say b'soros toi b'zatov ha'meitiv. Tam soros roiz chashon atov d'ayin ha'emes. Lossid Lovo is kulu yatov ha'meitiv. So the posh pshat is in this world they have good things and bad things. The loss of love will be only good things. Says the tzlach. Zayti dir letaret b'mashe shomati b'yaldusi b'manuach rav chosid b'mochiach ha'godol rav Ephraim Risher. Pir shomai mazay explained the gemara like this. She dig the gemara shom alo ki oylam hazeh oylam haba harei b'esek abroche nefesh. He's telling you the oylam hazeh is different than the oylam haba. That here we say atov emeiti v'dayan emes. He says that's not true. In this world, you make a tov ha'meitiv also for good things. This world, you have good things and bad things. Lost love, you have only good things. There's no different difference. Moi is telling you there's a difference between the brochas. Then here we make a tov ha'meitiv and Diana Hemes. Lost love, only a tov ha'meitiv. One second, it's not true. It's not that the brochas change. It's that you have no bad things, lost love. So how can you go ahead and make Diana Hemes? The Gemara should have said, this world has good things and bad things. In the world, Mr. Lover has only good things. So it's not a din in the brocha, it's a din of what happens to you. The Magid says, in the end, I'm going to thank you for having hurt me. In the end, it was shown that there was never ra. There was never needed a Kedera to reconcile between the fire and the ash. It's not that you're going to make a Tov Ameitiv going forward, prospectively. Lost love, you're going to make a Tov Ameitiv retrospectively. You're going to look back in life and say, what we made, Dina Emes, we should have made a Tov Ameitiv. Even if something bad happens, a person is going to see that in the end it was good. In this world we don't understand it. It's like a sick person that needs medicine and it looks painful, but it's not. And that's what he says. In the end, we're going to look back and make a Tov Ameitiv. In the world of the Tchiyah, if the world that you don't need, that Rabbi Chonon says, in this world, we have a conflict between Beis Sham and Beis Hillel. When Das goes and transcends to above Das, Das is the balance. But for the balance, you go to harmony, then you realize that Beis Shammai is as Chesed as Beis Hillel. So the Loch is Beis Shammai. And therefore, the idea is, says the Gro, the chidush that we always aim, that you should not need a kedera to make shalom, you should have shalom and harmony without the need of that kedera to balance and to limit and to constrain. And that is the idea that when Tiferes, which is that balance, becomes really keser, becomes really the shoresh, which there is no need to balance, it all becomes tiferes. And that's what we saw, the Shem Shomayim. Yudkei Vovkei, in this world is Yudkei Vovkei. Losid Lov, we spoke so many times, with the name will be Ihe, is the Shem Eke. Akash Boch says, I will be, and we'll say Ihe, he will be. That's the Shem Yudki Vovki, the Shema Tiferes, in this world, is Utavov, it looks like a Kodesh Boch is there, we are here, there's a separation and distance. Ihe is when it all becomes one. This is the idea of Makas Borat. Makas Borat is that feeling of the beginning of the Geula. This is the Vayashem, that's why this is the beginning of Makas Bochoyres. That Borat is the Esh Umayim without the Ketelas as the grow. That is the chidush of here, the world of Ichud. The world of Ichud, because it's the world beyond Bechira. This conflict and these choices is only the world of Bechira. But once you go above Bechira, there's no need for that. And that is the chidush of Borod. That's why Borod also, in itself, it just shows that all the shtadlus that you do in Adam, it's not because you have to earn the shtadlus, the shtadlus protects you. You do the shtadlus only echitim to give you. Therefore, if you went into a house, the Borod didn't fall there. And that is the world without mechitzas. Therefore, the tefillah had to be without mechitzas. And I think that this is a givaldic way of looking at the world. In the world, if you have to balance, we live in a world which is so polarized, right? If you look at this today, it's polarized. And the whole idea is to balance it out, and you have to give it in, and you have to give, and it's always like you're trying to compromise. That's the world of Kedera. In a chasen, if you need the children to balance you out because you don't want to get divorced, you don't want to fight because of what the children are going to say, it's very nice, but that's the world of Kedera. We have to aim the world beyond Kedera, the world of harmony, that realize that the opposite, the Ezer, is Kenegdoi. The balance is not something that you have to deal with, but the balance is what creates the beauty of the world. That's the world of the fairest of beauty, that Yikevovke becomes Ihe. That's the ultimate Gilush Lakudosh Baruch Hu. This is the Chidush that we are going to get one day to Losad Lavoi, that we are going to be able to realize that Chesed and Din were never in conflict, that we needed something in between. That is Losad Lavoi Kulei Atov Yameitiv. Says the Gro, this is what we should aim in this world. Olam Chotir Bechayecha doesn't mean that you have to wait for Olam Haba. We have to aim here to realize that the conflict with our spouses is not that you're trying to balance it out and we're trying to compromise. Just the opposite. The Ezer is the Kenegdoi. The ultimate Ezer is when it's Kenegdoi. And we realize that the conflict of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that's not a conflict. That's the way how the struggles of life. The balance and the polarization is not that you have to compromise. You just realize that that balance is the beauty of life. If we are able to achieve that, that is the beginning. The same way that Makas Borad led to Makas Bechoyres, to the ultimate Geula. If we have this feeling of Eish Umayim, is the beginning of Geula, and that's Olam Chotir Bechayecha. And that's the Tikkun of Chagatam, which is basically says the Gro. Breaking the Gdera. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us to experience that.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.